So we're looking at the Sfasemis to Parshas Yisro, Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Hey. First two paragraphs, perhaps. We'll see. So the Hakdama to Kabbalah Satayra is Parshas Yisro. Yisro's arrival to visit with Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael is not just placed here because in time, temporally, this is how it occurred and when it occurred. We understand that Yisrael, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and wanting to become part of Klal Yisrael and coming to Har Sinai is a way to prepare us and to frame for us what happened at Har Sinai. It's a hakdama. Hakdama is Yisrael, Kodem Kabbalas HaTorah. Nira ki Amalek rotza laharos matan Torah. It's coming right after the parsha of Amalek. It's coming right after Vayavai Amalek, Vayalochem im Yisrael birfidim. Because it's the virtual opposite. Amalek wanted that we should not be mekabel Torah. Laharos matan Torah. Not only that we shouldn't be mekabel, and if we are mekabel, that we should yet be enticed by Amalek. We should yet have to battle Amalek as we continue to have to battle Amalek, because Amalek doesn't want us to have a Torah and doesn't want us to receive and to embrace and to live by Torah. So where Amalek came at us before we ever arrived at Sinai and tried to make it that we could never get there, Yisroi, the very opposite, comes to be metakin what Amalek tried to destroy. V'alidei Yisroi nitken, there's a tikkun, masha kilkel Amalek. Because the big picture, the big idea is, of course, Klal Yisrael has to receive Torah. Torah is given to us. But it's not for the purpose only of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shlom created a whole world. Huge universe and a whole globe and all kinds of nations and continents and peoples of all different kinds and creeds. And he wants Am Yisrael's Torah to make the biggest possible difference globally. Torah is not just so that Am Yisrael should have Torah. It's so that Am Yisrael should have Torah, and thereby the world is a different world. We understand that. We know how Chazal tell us, you know, Yom HaShishi, or the Hey HaYedia, is meant to tell us that all of what Hashem had created was ultimately in waiting for the 6th of Sivan when Torah was given. Because that's the tachlis of creating heaven and earth. As he explains. But first we have to appreciate the position of Amalek. What does it mean? You know, Amalek wanted to make sure we shouldn't be mekabel Torah. Amalek saw what everybody else in the world saw. He's going to quote later the pasuk from Yeshira, Shamu Amim Yirgozun, Chil Ochaz Yoshve Peloshes. The whole world knew that whatever was called the civilized world then knew that these Bnei Yaakov, the Shvatim, the Shifteka had somehow miraculously come out of Egypt. Something that no other enslaved people had ever been able to do. To leave Egypt, to break free of the chains of slavery in Egypt, impossible. And then Yam Suf. So this was all known to the world, to the people of the world, to the Ummah Sa'ilah. And they trembled before God. As well they should. But Amalek said, no. Amalek said, we will defy the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's an interesting thing that The Torah says, "Vayishma Yisrael kohen midyan chayseim vayisha is kolash and also avikim lamayisha Yisrael amoy ki haytzi Hashem es Yisrael min Mitzrayim." Chazal asked, Rashi quotes Chazal, "Ma shmua shama ubo? What is it that he heard that made him come? That compelled Yisrael, I've got to join with Bnei Yisrael. I've got to go out to be with them." Isn't the Torah telling us that he heard? So why are Chazal asking? Because everybody else also heard. But what is it that he heard that made him come? So the Slonim, not in the Nesiv Shalom, brings it from the name of the Divrei Shmuel, the Slonim, says, Kriyas Yamsuf Umelchemes Amalek. Everybody else after Kriyas Yamsuf was shaken and was in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and certainly wouldn't defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek did. Which means that somehow Amalek was able to stand up to and not be completely blown over by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. That means that somehow Amalek has the ability to become so evil and conjure up so much rishus as to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu in spite of seeing what happened at Yamsuf. So Yisrael says, that means that unless you are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're with the Jewish people, seeing miracles is not going to do it. Not permanently. Man is not necessarily so good enough to be just be impressed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, man needs to hear what the Torah imperative is. And then maybe man will be correct and not evil and not wish to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here the Sfasemis says that it's Amalek who wants to destroy, who wants to either avoid or afterwards subvert Matan Torah. By Yisroi also being from the Umas Ha'olam, from Midyan, Nitken Ma Shekilkel Amalek. Kedisa the Medrash, because the Medrash does compare the two. The Pasuk in Mishlei is Letz Saka Upesiyarim. Letz Taka mean that a letz, a scoffer, who takes nothing and says it's got value, but no, everything is twisted around, and that which is holiest is profaned, Chas V'Sholom, by the letz. There's no solution, Taka. You have to smite him, you have to beat him. He'll never change, because that's what cynicism really is. Upesi, someone who's foolish, Yarin. Person who otherwise just doesn't know or is foolish, Yarim can be made wiser. And the Medrash says, Letz Taka is Amalek. Pesi Yarim is Yisrael. So the point of the Medrash is that here you have the nation of Amalek responding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with what can never be cured. And that's why, as Balak, as we read in Parshas Balak, Bilam says, Reishis goyim amolek v'acharisoi ade oyved. There's no solution. It will have to be, in the end of time, destroyed. Completely. Utterly. Yisrael, on the other hand, says, no. The nations of the world can and should, will embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Yisrael's coming represents. Dehinei Matan Torah hoyo l'takin ma'isei bereishis. Matan Torah, in its bigger purpose, is to be metaken ma'isei bereishis, meaning that the asorah ma'amoros shvehem nivra ha'olam are intended to be a world where the Yeseres HaDibrais come into effect in that world. It's not just accidental or coincidental that it's with 10 expressions of Hashem's will that HaKadosh Baruch creates the world, and then with 10 expressions or Dibrois, He directs the world. That's because one is intended for the other. And of course, with Matan Torah, the world now finally has Klal Yisrael to live in the world and to flourish and cause the world to flourish and eventually to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Am Yisrael to guide the rest of the world to be exemplars for the rest of mankind. K'mesh Amru, famous, well-known Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tanit Be'Elio, the world is 6,000 years. Shnei Alafim Toihu, first 2,000 years, meaningless. Shnei Alafim Toira, and then Shnei Alafim Yemais HaMashiach. So the point is that that giving of Torah is meant to propel the world, the whole world, forward. Everything that Hashem accomplished when He created the world, everything is still here. It's growing and developing. Saras HaDibrit should also be completely fulfilled and actualized, both in a good way and in all the good things, and nothing on the negative should be violated. But he says, "Rak shehu chesrin hamakablim." It's just the problem of those who are mekabel Torah have to be the ones to make it become mekuyim. That is not yet completely and not perfectly accomplished.
Is it as Jews, only Jews mekabel Torah, or is it even the Israel of this world before they became Jewish?
But Israel was already Jewish when he came. Only Jews should give amnesty.
That's what I'm asking.
When Yisroel comes, he's not yet a Jew.
No, why he gave unsolicited advice to Moshe?
He gave good advice. His advice was because Chochma begoyim tamin. The Gemara says. When in-laws always have what to say. That's, you know, it was the father-in-law. You know, can you imagine if you would have been the mother-in-law? I shouldn't have said that. So Yisrael is coming, the Sfasemis is saying, is not just balance, but it's a corrective for the fact that the Ummah Yisraelam are not, by definition, supposed to be opposed to Aseres HaDibros. On the contrary, through us, eventually, they're going to recognize the truths of the Aseres HaDibros and more. But immediately after, we are brought out of Mitzrayim on our way to Har Sinai. Amalek is already in opposition. Reishis Goyim Amalek. That's why it's called Reishis Goyim Amalek, because it was the first time. They weren't the first nations. They weren't the first Goy. Reishis Goyim, meaning the first to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the famous Rashi expresses how Klal Yisrael was like a hot tub of water, boiling, and whoever jumps in gets burnt, scalded, but it's cooled down for everybody else. It's not just about us, it's about the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yisrael is the corrective. Yisrael sees Am Yisrael is about to meet Mekabel Torah, and he says, that's the way it's supposed to be. And he's giving guidance then to mankind. And more than that, the fact that a non-Jew is coming for Torah means that there's now a relationship, there's a certain energy. That means that, yes, Torah ultimately is for all of mankind's betterment's sake. V'hine, b'nei Yisrael, v'asru nafsham l'kabal asatera, v'hiktimu nasa l'nishma, rak kol ha'umois ha'yutzrichim levatel atzmam l'vnei Yisrael. What really was supposed to happen is that they all should have said, you know, we can't do all of the mitzvahs HaTorah. Like the famous Medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah to the various nations, and each for its reason said, oh, that we can't abide. But in a more broad sense, that means that really the Torah is meant to give guidance to humankind. And here he says, that means through us. If they can't be Mekabel Torah, but we will be Mekabel Torah, and then they will be in support of that. And Lo Asid Lavi, that's exactly what is going to happen. So that's why the Navi Yeshayahu says about Yemais HaMashiach, V'hoyu melachim omnayich, V'sareisehem menikosayich. Famous pasuk. What does that mean? It means that everyone, Lavai, is going to understand the Jewish people are doing mitzvahs, and we are in support of that Am Yisrael is accomplishing. Our job is to make sure that the mitzvahs, the klal, Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, plus we have to be in support of and make sure that Am Yisrael is given every aid and succor so that Am Yisrael can do what it has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yakiru v'yedu kol yeshvei sevel, kilecho sichra kol berach tishava kol losha. In every language on the planet, they're going to say there's one Bayre Eilam, and we will do our Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and we will do everything to make sure that Am Yisrael can do Taryag mitzvahs. That's what was supposed to happen beginning then. But of course, it didn't. And the first nation to make sure it won't happen that way was Amalek. And look how he says, what he says about what we read in Parshas B'Shalach. He says, Ube'emes nisbatlu kedichsiv shamu avim yirgozim. They all were ready for that role which they were supposed to play. They were all a bit ready for that, except for Amalek. Levad Amalek. Af sheheben gedulas b'nei Yisrael, umem sheles Hashem Yisbarach, im kol zeh bo v'yelochem, umas nafshay al zeh l'ra'o. V'lochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimcha es shemoy l'asad l'o. Yeah. Let's see the next piece. In the next piece, the Sfas Emes says, Uma maranoichi Hashem Elokecha hu kayim la'ad. With all of that, which perhaps we're not so good at fulfilling all of the mitzvahs HaTorah, but anoichi Hashem Elokecha is different. It's kayim la'ad. It's fulfilled. Why? Because it's not a commandment necessarily. Certainly not spoken in the Lashon, it's not a Lashon Tzivui. He says, Ki enenu tzivui k'moy lo yeh lecho elim achedim al panoi. Ushar hadibros. The first of the Aseres hadibros, according to the Baal Halachas Gedolos, is not even a mitzvah. The big machlokes, huge machlokes. Is anoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzisicho me'eretz Mitzrayim b'beis avodim a mitzvah? Or is it the foundation upon which all other mitzvahs are built? And the Sfas Emes is here without saying it in halachic terms, but he is saying it's not a tzivui k'moy le'yir l'chol macher. It's not a tzivui like le'sisa es shem Hashem lekach alashav or zocher shem Shabbos. Ki zeh ma'amar Hashem Yisbarach shu miyuchad l'hiyos alukei Yisrael. This is the point of anochi Hashem lekach, and that's why he doesn't say I am Hashem Elokecha Asher Barosicha, who created you, or Asher Bara Es Hashemayim Ve'es Ha'aretz. No, I am Hashem Elokecha, your personal Hashem, Asher Hoytzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim, who took you. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying in Anoichi is, I and you have a unique relationship. Then, because we do, so you, of all people, you certainly should not be capable of having, embracing, believing in any other God. I mean, it's me, you and I took you from Mitzrayim. We have a special relationship. I'm taking you as my unique people. All of the people, Kili Chal Haaretz, he says in Parshas Yisrael, this week's Parsha, Kili Chal Haaretz. Whole world, the whole world is mine. All the people on this world, they're all mine. But v'atem tiyulim amleches kainim v'gai kadosh. But I've chosen you. Says the Sfas Emes. So then anoichi Hashem Elokecha means, so then you and I have such a relationship. V'lochein k'siv la'yil l'chay alim achirim al panai perish kevin shebechol oifen ani elokechem. You, of all people, have to be most careful. And that's why in Yeshayahu, again, the Alpanai appears. Hamachisim oisi, when we were bringing sacrifices to other gods, Leolein Chalila. Umachisim oisi, you're angering me. Alpanai. the words of Yeshayo, because Yeshayo is invoking Layir Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. How can you do that to me? It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kvayochel, you know, I'm your personal Elohim. How can you not be faithful and have some other Elohim Acherim? The Maharal in the back of the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Maharal, there is a drush, what's called drush noel l'Shabbos Haggadol, Shabbos Haggadol drush, drush noel l'Shabbos Haggadol, and there he says that Anoichi is more a statement of fact than of truth, capital T. So much so, he says a beautiful thing. He says, there's a pasuk we say before we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, pasuk from Tehillim, Reish Dvarcha Emes. Ula Olam Kol Mishpat Tzidkecha. Reish Dvarcha, meaning the first thing that you said, the first of the Dibrais, Reish Dvarcha Emes. What does that mean? And the other words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not Emes, Chalila. No. Reish Dvarcha, the first thing that you said when you said Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, was not the tzivui. It was an emes. It was the big truth with a capital T, which is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Not as a tzivui, but just as a fact. And a fact which has to impact us and frames everything, and of course is the basis and the foundation for all the mitzvahs. Just as an aside, technically, then according to those who say Noichi Hashem Elokecha is not one of the dibros, not one of the mitzvahs, then how do you make up the Taryag mitzvahs? So that would be Lo Yilecha is one, Lo Sas Lecha Pesa Lecha Tumuna is number two, and then Lo Sisa Hashem Elokecha L'Shav is number three, and so on and so forth. That's the sheet of the Bahag. Then he says, going back to what he had begun in the first paragraph, where he said that Am Yisrael has a bigger role to play. He says, "U'malchusa yisbarach hu nimsar biyad b'nei Yisrael." Hashem's malchus is given over to us. We are the ones responsible to be mamlechim, which we do, of course, most pointedly on Rosh Hashanah, but in all of the mitzvahs that we do. And by the fact that we are doing mitzvahs, and the rest of the world knows we have Taryag mitzvahs. And today, in our day and age, so much more is known about us. So much more is publicized about where we are, how we live. And now here in Eretz Yisrael, certainly what it means that there are significant parts of the population, Baruch Hashem, who are Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs. The world is knowledgeable. The world is watching. U'malchusa yisbaruch hunim sebiyad b'nei Yisrael. Hashem's malchus is in our hands. Perish kifimasha hein mekablin al atzmam ol malchusa yisbaruch. To the extent that we take upon ourselves and accept vibrantly and enthusiastically and with whole heart HaKadosh Baruch Hu as melech, k'moy kein nisgale kvoid malchusa al kol hanivroim. Commensurate with that, Hashem's malchus in the rest of the world becomes known, not just by people, by Kol HaNivroim. It means that there's a wide, big universe and an energy that comes from the fact that Am Yisrael accepts Malchusa Yisbarach, She'elokusa Yisbarach Nimshach L'chol Al Yedei B'nei Yisrael. When Adam HaRishon was supposed to recognize, and did recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then defied HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he ate in Eitz Hadas. Adam HaRishon was the leader of all of the creatures and all of creation. And similarly, Am Yisrael, vis-a-vis the nations of the world, we are the leaders of the entire world. V'zehu shekasuv anochi Hashem Elokecha uksiv va'atem tihyuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Perish we are the ones who are Mamlech Hashem. Rashi, he's really quoting Rashi. He doesn't say he's quoting Rashi, but he's quoting Rashi. On Atem Tiyuli Mamleches Kainim V'Goy Kadosh, Rashi says one word. Sarim. We are the Tsar. We are ambassadors. We are the cabinet members. However you wish to understand, whether it's, you know, in the parliamentary system or in the United States, secretary of the, right? Minister for. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sarim. We are the officialdom of God in this world. To be mamlechim, to perpetuate knowledge of Him, appreciation of Him, respect and awe of Him. Kein kivayochel b'nei Yisrael, heim mamlichim moisei yisbarach shmai al kol hanivroim. Ukifim mashei kiblu b'nei Yisrael al malchus shemayim b'matan Torah, kein hoya b'chlal habriya. Commensurate with and in correlation to how much and in how much fullness and truth we embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah and mitzvahs at Har Sinai and continue today, to that extent the whole world is connected to, is chained to, is pledged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is Hashem's, and mankind is in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in which mankind, all of mankind, is His. But the beginning of that process, every moment, every day, is with us. And the truth is, that's really how it has been historically. We know that how much the other faiths drew from and grew out of the people of Torah. And we know that they're watching. We also know that there's how much there's resentment. And we know that some of our biggest enemies, the Amalek, of the Amalek nature of those who have been Lahashmud, Laharugu, La'abed, like Haman, and like others in closer times closer to our own, what was it that they hated so much? They hated the fact that we brought morality and that we brought a moral conscience to mankind. That's exactly why they hate us. They hate us because they can't, without conscience, do all the terrible things that they want to do. Because we, ultimately, we, the people, Israel, brought to the world a certain sense that there are values, and there's decency, there's menschlichkeit, there's morality. And they resent it. Because that's what Amalek resents. But by virtue of the fact that we are doing mitzvahs and living upstanding moral lives, and are mekabel al malchus shemayim, through us, the whole world is mekabel al malchus shemayim. I'll just conclude by skipping to Tafresh Lamed Zayin, where, no, it's not here, it's not on the page. In Tafresh Lamed Zayin, so we, Am Yisrael, embraced HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said, Naaseh before Nishma, because the idea of saying Naaseh is that we will do because we are by nature yours. Of course we're going to do. It's not a question of having to hear and be directed. We're yours, so we're going to do. What is simply a detail, but that's not a commitment. The commitment is that we will do, because that's who we are. In his words, because we are miyuchadim b'shayrasham l'hatayra. So then he asks there, imkein lama amru gam kein nishma. So then why didn't we just say nase, which is the first time we did. We just said nase. And then we said nase v'nishma. So why did we add v'nishma? So he says, first of all, he says, because you have to hear details, p'chusim sheba Yisrael, also have to hear, you know, and then decide how to do, what to do. And then he writes, v'gam l'rabais ha'umois, sheyiskarvu al yedei hashmiya. So Nasa v'nishma means that when we said nishma, it means that Torah will be heard, not only by us, but through us, by the whole world. Nasa v'nishma, and v'nishma, he says in Tafresh Lamed Zayin, he says the v'nishma was, we will hear, and the whole world will hear through us, because the whole world is not mekabel Torah, but through Kabbalah Satorah, the whole world is changed. And the Bria is changed, and then mankind entirely is changed, and that ultimately is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through us.